Good morning. 1 John 4, 1 to 6. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Amen.
Thanks, Jane. You may be seated. Thank you, Jane. Hey, look what I found in my pocket. I know some of you in the back might not be able to see that. What is that?
It's a Benny.
A Benny, yeah, it's a Benny. Found that dude in my pocket. Well, everybody knows, at least in the biker club, that if I wreck my bike, what do you go for?
Wallet.
My wallet, yeah.
I'll take the bike.
You'll take the bike. Yeah, me too. $100 bill, Benjamin Franklin. Is it real? We don't know, right? We better test it. You know, when you, even now with $20 bills, don't they test 20s?
Yeah.
Take that little yellow magic marker and see if it's there. Even fives, wow, it's getting bad. But hundreds, man. So we have to find out whether it's counterfeit or not. So there's a test to determine whether it's real, test for truth. Is it really true? Now, this one's real. I'll put it back in my wallet for those that grab my wallet. If we test for counterfeit money, be it hundreds or 20s, there are many more serious issues that we need a testing procedure to test. We test for viruses. We test for sicknesses. I know Bob Perdone, he would tell us we test for various chemicals and all kinds of things, you know. Ed Post was here. He worked for the EPA. He tests the water. But there are even more serious things than that. That's truth versus lies. Truth versus lies. Our theme this morning is testing for Antichrist. I take that word from 1 John 4. That's not a word that I've created. It's quite biblical. Why test for Antichrist? Matthew 24, Revelation 13, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. They all teach us about the reality of the Antichrist. The reality of the Antichrist. Now, if we do not test for the authenticity of a $100 bill and we end up with a counterfeit, with a fake, okay, we didn't test, we don't know if it's real, we're out $100. Big deal. By some of you, that's a big deal. Well, yeah, it is in a sense, but you understand $100 bill is $100 and we're not talking life or death. But if we are deceived by the spirit of Antichrist, then we are dealing with our eternal destinies. And yes, even our present spiritual life, whether we are following a lie or we're following truth. So the ultimate deception of Antichrist is eternal damnation in hell. Got that? So if you're deceived by a counterfeit $100 bill, you're out $100. But if you are deceived by Antichrist, we're talking about eternity. Thus, it's very important that we test for the spirit of Antichrist. The present reality of the deception of Antichrist will mean spiritual bondage, demonic teaching that we have given ourselves over to. So therefore, we need to test for Antichrist. That is a critical subject, as millions of people have been misled by false prophets and cult groups, all under the umbrella of Antichrist. So how do we do that? I don't know the procedure for testing whether a bill is counterfeit or not. There are ways, you know, experts know. Somebody like Ed Post in testing for water, he would know the ways of dealing with that and so forth. But how do you test for Antichrist? Well, 1 John is a very powerful passage, and it gives us some answers to that question. And the answers that I want to give to you come in the form of three responses. That's a neat little three-point sermon. Three responses that we must take if we want to test for Antichrist. Now, you may be saying, I'm not even interested in that. That has no desire in my heart to do that. I trust you as pastor to do that for me. Whoa, stop right there, okay? I'm certainly going to do the best I can to speak the truth, but everything I say you need to test too. So don't just take my word for it. You learn to test for Antichrist on your own. Three responses that are going to help us detect truth from error, truth from lie, truth from falsehood in reference to this subject, Antichrist. Three responses from 1 John 4. Here's number one. Obey God's command to test the spirits. Verse 1. John, the apostle, writing this. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. That involves obedience. Make sure you see that this is a command from God. It requires obedience. To disobey God here means serious consequences. It means deception. We have been led astray by the spirit of Antichrist, be it not Antichrist himself. So I hope none of you have a problem with this command. God is saying to me, and he is saying to you, test the spirits. Do not believe every spirit. Test the spirit to see whether it comes from God. So our first responsibility is to make sure we obey this word. God is saying, test the spirits. And that means we individually, and that means us as a church, as a congregation. Certainly that would mean us as a denomination, the Christian and Missionary Alliance, that we need to test the spirits. Our first and foundational response is obedience to God's command. And I pause here because I know that there is an aspect about our human makeup, even as born-again Christians, that we would say, well, that's, you do it, Pastor. You take care of it. I will trust you. Or I'm going to trust, you know, this guy on TV that's got this huge following and great, he writes books and tapes and they have seminars, and I'll trust him. I don't have to worry about this. No, you have to worry about it. See, the command is from God's word. John, the apostle, is writing this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. God's word is there. And John, by the Spirit's leading, is saying to us individually and us corporately, test the spirits. The practical application of this response is to be understood because there are three distinct groups in this passage that would lead us astray, that would teach lies. Let me quickly just highlight them. One is the Antichrist himself. 2 Thessalonians 2, Revelation 13. Those passages are very clear that the Antichrist, not an Antichrist, but the Antichrist exists. And I have spoken on that in past and other venues, and I'm not going to address that today, other than underscoring the fact that there is a person, a character, a biblical character referred to as the Antichrist that comes and exalts himself in the place of Jesus, instead of Jesus, and anti-Jesus. He exists. Another distinguishing aspect here that we have to be able to test, and that is the spirit of Antichrist. Not only is there the Antichrist, the person, who I believe is a human being, inhabited or possessed by Satan himself, but there is the spirit of Antichrist. An actual demonic force with demonic spirits, evil spirits that manifest themselves in many ways, whole other subject, whole other theme, but in its context come under the authority and the teaching, if you please, the guidance, the instruction, the direction of the Antichrist. There is the spirit of Antichrist. And then a third distinct characteristic are the false prophets, as John writes, who have gone out into the world. All from the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, and false prophets. They are the teachers, the speakers, the preachers, the religious leaders, etc., etc., and some even as civic leaders, people in entertainment, people in sports, etc., false prophets, false teachers that operate under the authority of the Antichrist and the spirit of Antichrist, using lies and falsehoods to lead people away from Jesus. Their message has its roots in the power of the Antichrist. And they come with the power of the spirit of Antichrist. And they are false prophets who are now in place and exist and rise up from time to time all over the planet to deceive and to present a counterfeit teaching and a counterfeit Jesus. Obedience to God's word means testing every spirit, the message and the messenger. Am I clear there? I trust that I am. Obedience to God's word to test the spirits, to test the teaching, means that we test the message and the messenger. That involves every religious program, every religious TV program, every seminar, every CD, every tape, every group that's collecting money, all under the umbrella of what might be as religious or Christianity. God says, test them. Test them to see whether or not they are of God or they are of Antichrist. So we have to obey. And part of my motivation this morning is to motivate you to make sure you test the message and the messenger. The second responsibility that we have, that if we're going to really test for Antichrist, is we need to be able to recognize the Spirit of God. That sounds simple enough, right? The key word here is recognize. To be able to recognize the Spirit of God. I am convinced that many, many so-called professing Christians are unable to recognize the Spirit of God. Listen to verse 2. John writes, this is how we recognize the Spirit of God. This is John saying, this is how we recognize the Spirit of God versus the Spirit of Antichrist or the false prophets. We are to study the real thing, the Spirit of God. Now, FBI agents, and I have been told, and if I'm wrong and I've been given wrong information, somebody correct me, that FBI agents, when they are involved in studying counterfeit bills, They do study counterfeit bills, you know, ink and words and how things are printed. But you know where they spend the bulk of their time? Studying the real thing. The real thing. So, we need to study the counterfeit. We need to know what the message and the messenger is saying. But all we need to know the real thing. We need to know the Spirit of God. And when we hear the Spirit of God, we go, that's of God. That's of God. That's of Jesus. 1 John 4, verses 2 and 3 gives us the most basic test response. Listen to it carefully. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. Wow, that's pretty clear. Very straightforward. Our knowledge of the real versus the counterfeit means that we will know Jesus Christ. He is central to the test for Antichrist. That involves truth versus a lie. Now we know what John 14:6 says. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. The Spirit of God, we could put slash the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God confesses that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. God in the flesh. Certainly that is in John's culture, in that context that John is writing this, he is dealing with the Gnosticism, that this idea that it's all about knowledge, just knowing. And John's saying, no, it's more than that. Jesus Christ is more than just a concept or just an idea. Jesus Christ is real. He is the Messiah that came from God, God incarnate, God in the flesh. He came and became a man. That's what's behind all of this. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, always brings glory to Jesus the Christ. And by the way, Christ is not Jesus' last name. Sad to say, I think some people think that. It's Jesus Christ, you know, like John Smith. No, it's Jesus the Christ, Jesus the anointed King, Jesus the Messiah. He is God in the flesh. John, in the Gospels, chapters 14 and 15, are very clear and very profound. Jesus is God incarnate. And any teaching, any ideology, I don't care how pious or religious it may profess to be, that denies that comes in the spirit of Antichrist. I mean, let that settle into your bones. And that teaching, be it message or messenger, will do everything to lead people away from the truth of who Jesus Christ is. And it will come and even stand in the place of Jesus and saying, you really don't need Jesus, you just need me. I'm your mediator. Or this ideology is your mediator. You really don't need Jesus. And without being super specific, just let your mind and your thoughts scan through things that are being taught today in our culture, be it TV, radio, books, educational system, be it on social media, everything that is there of what is being said about Jesus. And you begin to filter out all the teaching that begins to deny the reality of Jesus as God in the flesh, that he's the Messiah, that he's the one that suffered and died. He shed his blood to deal with our sin, and we are desperate. We need Jesus. Filter out all those that would deny that. Let me just give you one. One. If anything, and I say this lovingly, if anything gets me angry, it is this one bumper sticker. Coexist. And it doesn't anger me because it's a bumper sticker. Even the word coexist doesn't bother me, but what it represents. Oh, it sounds so good, doesn't it? We just coexist. We just coexist. How can two ideologies, and remember, this is just one, two ideologies, two religious belief systems, coexist when one says, if you don't believe what we're teaching, you're dead? And the other one goes, well, Jesus is God in the flesh, and he's the only way. There's only one way of salvation. Not all roads lead to Rome, you know. There's only one way. Amen? There's only one way. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. And to deny that, maybe not even to the point of, if you don't believe our way, you're dead. Maybe even not that far. But to deny that operates, yet that teaching operates in the spirit of Antichrist. You think that will make the 6 o'clock news on CNN, the statement that I just made? Never. Third responsibility that we have. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to the Word of God. First word was obey. Second was recognize. And this third word is listen. Verse 6, we are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Now keep in mind, this is John. He's writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He's saying you need to listen to us because what I'm writing is inspired of God, as did Paul and Peter and Matthew and Mark and Luke and others. They wrote because they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. So John's writing, he's saying, listen to us. Listen to us. The Bible is our source of authority for discerning truth and falsehood. True or false? The Bible is our source of authority for determining truth and falsehood when it comes to our belief system. I hope you can say true. It's the Bible. The Bible is our only infallible rule for faith and practice. It determines what we believe and how we are to live. Amen. Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, false prophets, false teachers will do anything and everything to undermine the Bible or to keep you from its truth. Why do you think in a North African country it took a man 6 years to find a Bible? And you could go in over the last, I don't know how many years, and go into various segments of our culture around the world where Satan has kept the Bible out of the hands of people. I remember going into the former Soviet Union in 1991. And people were desperate for the Bible, but Bibles were starting to come in because the wall had been broken and now communism was crumbling. But there are places in the world today where you can't get to the Bible. And you say, well, isn't that crazy? People can't get a Bible. You can't go buy a Bible. You can't go here. You can't even distribute to them. You have to do it in secret, and you may find yourself dead or in prison because you transported Bibles in some country. Isn't that unbelievable? Why? Because Satan, Antichrist, knows, keep the Bible out of the hands of people. If you want to discern truth from error, you need the Bible. See, we do not base our belief, we do not base our doctrine on the Bible and what Doug Mindeck says. Amen? Please say amen. We do not base our belief and our doctrine on what some great religious leader says. Amen? No. We do not base our belief and our doctrine on the Bible and tradition. Amen? There's a nice tradition. I like tradition, you know. I like nice comfortable chairs, and I like flush toilets and electric light and air conditioning. Those are nice traditions. And we have communion once a month, and we baptize people in a swimming pool. Those are nice traditions. But we don't base our belief on the tradition and the Bible. We don't base our belief on the Bible and what some man said, like a Joseph Smith with the Mormons, or with Rutherford and a couple other guys with JWs. We base it on the Bible. And what that means is, and here's the challenge to you today, that we must be good students of the Bible. And I know as those words come out of my mouth, the wall goes up. I know that. Because that means work. That means study. That means you've got to dig. And you've got to seek the Holy Spirit to teach you. That involves being a good student of God's Word. That means you're going to know what hermeneutics is all about, how you interpret the Bible, and how you develop theology. And you go, no, Pastor, that's for you. You tell me what to believe. Certainly, as a pastor teacher, I need to tell things like that. I need to teach theology and I need to teach doctrine. But it boils down to that it's what you believe and what you have learned and what you have studied. That's what really matters. And if we're going to test for the spirit of Antichrist, we need to be good students of God's Word. The FBI guys that are dealing with counterfeit $100 bills, yes, they study the counterfeit. But they study the real thing. How precious is this in your life? Would you look for 6 years to find one? And then once you find it, would you not put it down till you have read it all through maybe several times? Would you study it and say, God, I really want to know you. I want to know Jesus. I think today we live in a culture where we need to challenge our young people. I say that because I was a young person at one time. Yes, my grandkids, I was. At one time I was young. But we need to challenge them because of the competition with social media and computers and smartphones and earbuds and, you know, stuff that I don't even know. Boy, you need to know God's Word. You need to be students of God's Word. Because the spirit of Antichrist is real. Antichrist is real. And that power of false prophets who are prevalent all over this globe, not just the United States, but everywhere. They're leading by a spirit of falsehood to lead you away from Jesus Christ, to lead you away from truth. Let me summarize and we will close. Three responses for testing for Antichrist. Obey. Obey God's command. Test. It's our responsibility. Be able to recognize the Spirit of God. Listen to God's Word. Listen to God's Word, the Bible. Will you test for every spirit? See, we are individually responsible. I have tried this morning. Part of my purpose is to motivate us and to equip us as a church. Remember, the spirit of falsehood, the spirit of Antichrist, and Antichrist, they are real. They are anti-Jesus. We need to test for them. Let's stand for prayer. Let's talk to God for a moment quietly. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Listen to His voice about you and the Bible and your time with God's Word. Your hunger for His Word. Your desire to listen to His voice. Let Him teach you. Thank you, Jesus, that we in our desperate, miry muck of sin, you have come and rescued us. And we long to know you, to walk with you, to know the power of your resurrection, and yes, even the fellowship of your suffering. Teach us to test for falsehood. As we leave here today, let us breathe in your presence, your real manifest presence. In your name I pray. Amen.